Welcome, everybody, to Three Guys, One Up. I'm Keith, sitting here with David and Spencer. What's up, my guys?
Hi, Spencer.
Hi, David. And whoa. Keith.
Okay, yeah, I was like, fuck you guys. happy Thanksgiving if you're in the United States. If you're not in the United States, please help us.
From Canada, we're sorry we're a month late.
So yeah, let's talk about some video games and shit. I don't even really know.
Sex, baby.
Oh, is that what we do on this show?
It is now.
All right. Well, who wants to start?
Video games.
You guys don't have sex, so let's play video games. Let's talk about video games.
What even is that? How do you do it again?
How to play video games? So what have you guys been playing lately?
Mystic finally made me dive into Breath of the Wild. So I just brought down my first divine beast, and I'm well on my way into that.
Nice. How you liking it?
It's gorgeous. It's really nice. The only thing, the most frustrating part is the fucking weapons that last two fucking strikes, and then you gotta go find another one.
Yeah, but that it's a nice fucking game. Incredible. Everything about it is a lot of fun, except for the fucking weapons. I hate it. Hate it so much. Like every time I think of getting back into it, I start playing it again, and it's like, nah, I don't want to do this. I want to juggle weapons again.
The first,
yeah, that was my big complaint with it as well.
The first divine beast I brought down was the elephant one. So like it was like in the Zora, the like fish people.
Yeah.
And I got the champion's trident, of course, for bringing down the divine. And if you go talk to the blacksmith dude there, he'll repair it for you over and over again. And I was like, oh, sweet. That's really cool. You know, I can tolerate these busted up weapons if every once in a while they're going to give me a really good weapon that I can repair. No, to repair this weapon, you have to find another Zora spear, which does respawn every blood moon. But you also have to bring him like a fucking grip of diamonds to repair it too. And it's like, okay, so just fuck myself then. I mean, because diamonds are hard to come by.
Why don't you just use the other spear?
Because this one does like 24 damage, and the spear that you have to bring him does like 9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a big upgrade.
Bring him another one, but fuck that.
Yeah,
the whole drunk one.
But no, just looking at the ingredient, the list of ingredients he needs to repair the spear, it's like, well, fuck it then. God damn it. Yeah.
And then you end up not even using the best weapons because you're saving them for like the most opportune moment. And I'm a video game hoarder, and the most opportune moment comes and goes before I even get to use it. And it's like, why the fuck do I have a master sword?
Yeah, I can't use this trident on this Hinox. He's too low, too low for this beautiful, stupid trident that would, whatever.
But yeah, cool game.
It is very cool.
Spencer,
what are you playing?
Oh,
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Fuck you.
You'll get fucking nothing. I've been playing Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. We got David on it, so he's been playing some multiplayer with David and our friend Jonathan. And cool. That's been a lot of fun. I've been enjoying that, actually, considering I haven't really enjoyed the multiplayer. In Call of Duty for many years now. This one has been a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it a lot.
Nice. How far are you in the campaign? Did you kind of stop, put that on the back burner as you're doing multiplayer stuff? Or?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm like maybe 10 hours in now.
Cool.
It's been a lot. The campaign is still a lot of fun, but
it's still holding
now
up,
that I have people to play with.
Yeah, obviously.
Campaign lasts 10 hours?
If you're a scrub.
I'm a little bit surprised.
Yeah, if you suck at video games like me.
But yeah, that's cool. I'm glad you guys are having fun with that. You're just playing like normal multiplayer rotations, hardcore? What are you doing?
Hardcore team deathmatch.
Yeah, cool. I was doing hardcore mosh pit, so everything but search and destroy.
Yeah, fair enough. Search and destroy can suck my dick.
Speaking of things that can suck my dick, it took me all of an eighth of a round on Nuketown to remember how much I fucking hate that map.
Yeah,
why the fuck do we keep bringing it back? Oh, and they made it busier this time. There's more shit going on, so it's harder to pick out fucking targets in the mess that is that tiny, stupid-ass map.
Why did people always praise like Rusted and Nuketown, like these little shitty maps that were just clusterfucks all the time? Like, those were never my favorite.
Hate it.
So, Dave and I were talking about that. Like, it was fine. Nuketown was a lot of fun in the first Black Ops, where there was a lot of pretty wide variety in map sizes and like strategies amongst the various maps. But like the past, again, like 6 years or whatever, they just seem to be migrating to these tiny little three lane maps that makes it not fun. It just makes everything feels like Nuketown.
Yeah, you're just clusterfucked all the time. There's always going to be a camper right there around that corner, hiding in that window. Every time I peek, it's going to be a camper right fucking there.
Yeah.
That's how the maps feel all the time.
It's like they're shrinking the maps to control the snipers, but really all they're doing is giving the shitty corner campers the upper hand. And it's like, I don't know. What do you prefer, the corner campers or the snipers? I don't know.
And the sniping, at least in Modern Warfare, got to be a little more difficult. So there were bigger maps that you could snipe well on, but yeah, the tighter, there was not a whole lot of no scoping. It made that kind of a thing of the past. So it was really nice not having to deal with just like immediate one shot kills from across the map just because somebody's 360 no scoping you.
No.
How is it in Cold War? Like, do they still have snipers like under lock like that, or are there bigger maps that they're shining in?
I haven't really touched a sniper rifle yet. I'm getting more comfortable with the assault rifles right now.
I've been touched by sniper rifles plenty. No, it's definitely a viable strategy again. It's definitely not nerfed to hell like it has been in a lot of the past games. And it's just the map variety. Like, there's plenty of maps now where there are those really long lines of sight where you still have to be really good to hit somebody at that range, but it's definitely viable.
Right. Do they have game modes like in Modern Warfare, like the, what is it called, Ground War, where it's that big Battlefield-style map?
Yeah. Okay. There's one called Fire Team, like different modes called Fire Team. There is a Ground War. Yeah, there's a lot of larger style gameplay.
Okay, so there's like, there, if you want to snipe, there's a place for you, a game for you. And
yeah, definitely.
It's not playing Nuketown. That's not.
It's not. Yeah, it's not every map is Nuketown, so fuck you.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I'm excited to see what they do with the future of that game moving into the Battle Royale and call it, and merging the Modern Warfare and Cold War maps, I think, is what they're supposed to do together. Like, it's supposed to be another free to play, I think. So really interesting to see how that game's going to develop, because it sounds like people are really enjoying it in its base level right now. So
yeah,
seeing how Modern Warfare just fucking exploded with Warzone, I'm excited to see if this one does as well. And if they have a free to play Battle Royale, I'll probably download it and check it out. Like, Warzone was just so much fun. I'd be an idiot to not check it out.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, cool. I've been playing DayZ again. I got roped into that, and I'm actually having fun. Thing about DayZ is it's $45. So if you don't own DayZ, it's really not worth it to buy DayZ unless you get a killer deal on it on a sale or something. But if you have DayZ, it's in a really good spot right now with the mods and stuff. I've been playing on some servers called the Grave Robbers I believe Gravediggers servers. And it's a custom map, so it's not even on Chernarus that we've been playing on. And they have like NPC traders that you can sell shit to and make money and buy cars and stuff. They're still trying to figure some stuff out on the server, like my cars were disappearing, but the admins seem to be pretty active. So me and my friends are going to be weed farmers in this server.
Right on.
Did I see something about DayZ being free on Game Pass right now?
Yeah, on console. I'm not seeing it on PC.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
I don't know. I would hate to play this game on console, but that's just me having played it on PC for the 800 hours or whatever that I have into it. So,
yeah, I was going to say it's basically just like a third-person shooter, right?
First-person, third-person. This server that we're on, it is a lot of PvE. So a little more role play and stuff like that. There are PvP zones that are marked out on the map. Once you cross into them, like you can be open to be killed or kill other people. But anywhere else on the map, if you get called out for being a murderer, you're kind of screwed. So we can be third person on this server, but a lot of hardcore players like to play this only first person, which makes sense. It's a very survival game, but being more PvE oriented on this server, the third person doesn't really not matter much. It's pretty cool. They got all sorts of awesome gear. Like we're wearing these helmets that look like Mandalorian helmets, and they're all different, like camo and stuff. It's fucking, we're having a good time. We've been growing purple kush. I had this sick ass fucking rape van that I was driving around in. That thing was like supercharged, so it was fucking flying. That I was loving it, but it disappeared. So hopefully the admins get back to me on getting that shit. But yeah, that's fun. I don't know. I always end up back on DayZ. Like I said, I have just hundreds and hundreds of hours in it. So if you play it and you enjoy it, it's in a good spot. It's worth a revisit. I'm not going to tell anybody to like go out there and buy this game because you'll love it, because it's not for everybody. And it's still, as a full release, really buggy and shitty a lot of the time. So I don't know. If you're into that kind of thing, check it out.
Something else I might mention is it looks like Grounded got a good update. I'm interested to explore what all they've added into that game.
Nice. We should all hop on that again. That was a lot of fun. I might be able to talk Chansey, my buddy, into playing that too. He was talking about it and how he might be interested in it and if it was worth it to buy. And I was like, fuck it, man. Check out Game Pass. Like that, it's worth it. Yeah. You get a free month of Game Pass. Like, check it out for a month.
It's absolutely worth it if you're already on Game Pass. And
yeah,
I mean, there's all kinds of reasons to already be on Game Pass.
But he's not, and that's what I'm saying. Even not being on Game Pass,
yeah,
like you get a free month for just signing up. There might be like a better deal going on right now since it's Thanksgiving Black Friday time, you know. They do a lot of deals like that.
Spencer, weren't you mentioning something about half price 3-month subscriptions for Game Pass?
Yes, I was going to bring that up right now. You can get from Best Buy, I think, $22.99 for a 3-month subscription.
Dang. Yeah. See, and I'm going to have to tell my buddies about that because Game Pass is worth it. There's a ton of games on there. I'm sure there's something for you. That for 3 months, what, under $25? That's a shit ton of gameplay.
Yeah.
What's I just downloaded the new Star Wars game, Fallen Order.
Oh, new? through the EA Play?
Yeah, which is part of Game Pass now.
Yeah.
I mean,
I said, it's totally Fallen Order is a lot of fun too. I beat the shit out of that game. I 100%ed that game. I had so much fun doing it.
Yeah, that game was fantastic.
So yeah, I do suggest jacking the difficulty up at least a little bit. You don't have to go full difficulty, but the one like right under the hardest, that was a really comfortable place to play. It was difficult, but it wasn't like kick your shit into the ground difficult. So yeah, anyway. What are you guys going to be doing for Thanksgiving? I mean, it's kind of a Staysgiving for most of us, huh? You going to be gaming on anything?
I mean, you know, I'll probably
like play TFT day.
Yeah, TFT. I'll get down on some TFT. Definitely going to play some more Call of Duty. I also took advantage of EA Play through Game Pass and downloaded FIFA 20.
I mean, so, as long as you're not diving in on the microtransactions of that game and just playing FIFA, then it's pretty fun. Once you get online and shit gets crazy, that's when I got something against FIFA, but those games are a lot of fun. Like,
they are, just like as sports sims. Like, I just want to be able to sit down and play a game of soccer or hockey or baseball or whatever.
Yeah.
And just have fun. And that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, you'll have to tell me how that is. I haven't played a FIFA in a long fucking time.
I've played most of them since like 2015. I usually get like the previous year's release, and me and Jonathan usually, like, you know, just one-on-one, you know, play online together against each other. It's always a lot of fun. So, I think FIFA is probably their most refined sports title, except other than maybe Madden, but I haven't played a Madden game in 10 years either.
Yeah, me neither. And I don't really have a desire to.
Yeah, I get that. But FIFA, yeah, it's fun. It's just fun to sit down and play a game with a friend or even just against bots.
Yeah, the AI system in that game has come so far that, like, the movement and passing and it's a brilliant game. I'd say that and NHL games are some of my favorite, just the pacing of them.
Yeah. NHL is another one that I'm a huge fan of.
Yeah. I think they are a greatly paced video game. They translate very well, both soccer and hockey.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about you, David? What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Anything fun?
Eating butts, probably.
Eating butts?
Probably drooling over all the leaks of Cyberpunk. I'm watching a couple of videos of that now.
Yeah, I'm just tired of just seeing Cyberpunk shit. I'm just, give me I'm the not. Fucking game. Just give it
just
me.
Want
to
play it. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm super tired of it.
I'm there too, like, but I mean, these little morsels are holding me over until then.
I don't even pay attention to them anymore. Like, they're not holding me over. It's like, no, fuck that. Fuck you, Keanu Reeves. I'm tired of you talking to me about Cyberpunk. Just give me the goddamn game.
Did you guys see that meme that was going around? I'm not sure if it was an actual tweet or if it was just made up. Let me see if I can find it. Where it was just like, it was CD Projekt Red tweeting like, what was it? I'm going to paraphrase it. It's like, we have to be honest with you guys. There never was a Cyberpunk game. We just wanted to hang out with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know if it was fake either, because I think I saw it on Reddit. I didn't actually see it on Twitter.
Yeah, either way, it was fucking funny.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm talking shit, but every little thing that comes out about that game is just like, fuck. It's still incredible. Like, everything I've seen is still incredible. So that's why it's so frustrating is I know it's going to be great, and I just want to get my goddamn hands on it.
I went to GameStop.
Really... Go ahead.
I went to GameStop the other day, and they still had a poster from the old date up, the November 19th date. And I was just like, it hurt me inside seeing it walking in.
Yeah.
When was it originally? Wasn't it supposed to be out in like March or April?
Like September. Oh, yeah. Back original the Rona shit.
Yeah, it was before.
Well, Rona. I mean, of course, it wasn't going to be released then. All the like they blamed Corona, and of course, it was probably more a sigh of relief for them than
now we have an
actual delay.
Yeah, it wasn't going to hit that date. Like, when was the last time that?
No, we're late because of the Rona.
Like, a video game actually landed on the very first date they called out. I can't remember the last time that happened.
Not the really, really good ones. Yeah, that rarely happens. There's plenty of games that release when they're supposed to and just like,
yeah, you
know, talk about how they were rushed out or
not like whatever. The hype ones. So yeah,
eat this garbage. Don't say anything.
But yeah, that one's coming out on the 10th. So, I mean, we're right around the corner. I just need to get my hands on a fucking RTX 3080 already. I'm probably not going to see one till next year, but I'm still trying, kind of. Like, I'm not actively out and about looking for them or anything, but every once in a while, I need to join the Discord. Like, I've been putting it off. I didn't actually do that. I check now in stock every now and again, but I'm always like an hour and a half too late for the last like big drop. And even if I was like right on time, that they're all selling out in seconds, you know. It's still crazy. The 3070s are gone immediately. 3080s gone immediately. Even the 3090s, which is what, a $1,500 card, just even more flying.
You get a
FTW or whatever. Yeah.
Another board manufacturer. Don't use Now in Stock. Use Stock Drops, the one I just sent you. They're far faster than Now in Stock. Like, you actually stand a chance with them. Now in Stock is, they don't even, you won't even get the update until 20 minutes after they're sold out.
Yeah, I'll definitely be on top of that. A little bit more coming up through Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Hopefully they're pushing out numbers, and numbers are on my side, and I can get my hands on one. But I don't know. I haven't heard anything out of them saying that they were gonna be increasing numbers going out for this weekend. So I'm not getting my hopes up.
I wouldn't. They were saying shit like that there's going to be more stock ramping up, blah blah blah.
They said that
like the drops are getting more infrequent.
Yeah, they said that like a week or two after the launch, and it's like you said, it's just been getting fewer and fewer.
Yeah, so there've been a few big drops. I feel like most places are hoarding their cards until they can release a bunch at once. At least that's what it feels like. Like Best Buy has been dropping like once every 2 weeks, but when they do, they stay up for a fair few minutes now.
Minutes. Oh, wow. Well, hopefully I can get my hands on something before the end of the year. I'm probably still going to just go ahead and get Cyberpunk and run on shit settings for a while because, I mean, that's my option. I got to play that game. I'm not going to put it off for that long. But I don't know. NVIDIA, just hit me up if you want to send me a 3080. A 3090 would be cool, but I'll take a 3070. I don't care. Just
Fuck.
Hit me up. I'm ready. Ready for a sponsorship. Out here trying to get a motherfucking scholarship.
Well, we have like a dozen listeners now. Come on. Where are they? Where are the sponsorships? We're exploding over here. One of them
has to be from NVIDIA. There's literally dozens of you.
Maybe one of these listeners that we have is a secret billionaire, and we need to set up our Patreon.
Quit keeping that shit a secret, man.
Elon,
let it
Elon's out.
I was just gonna say Elon Musk is like he's our biggest fan. He listens to all of our shows.
But if Elon Musk is our biggest fan, we need to rethink our shows.
I mean, let your billionaire bird fly. Like, quit being secretive and share the bills.
No, we don't. I don't really want Elon Musk as a fan.
I want his money, though.
Well, sure. I'll take Elon's blood money.
Yeah, fuck yeah. All right. And I guess that's our show.
Are we not doing news? You think there was no news this week, Keith?
Just no, nothing just happened. Gonna, I was going to end on blood games. Money.
Well, we're just going to end with begging for Elon's money.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. You tell all of our listeners why they don't get any news this week.
Good stopping point. All right, Spencer, what the fuck's going on in Gaben? What's the news? You don't get it. It better be some good news, because if it's not good news, then you're off the show, bud.
You can't fire me. I quit.
All right. No news this week, motherfuckers, and it's because Spencer sucks ass.
All right. Microsoft Flight Simulator got a big update to the USA maps. So get your stick out, Keith. Take your stick out and play with it.
I will whip that Thrustmaster out of its hidey hole and put it in a different hidey hole.
There you go. Because we got visual improvements. We've got 50 new high fidelity interest points. New handcrafted airports. Man, handcraft. Good stuff.
God damn. Yeah, I think there was another update coming out this week for Squadrons too. Another reason to jiggle my stick around.
There you go.
I think they're adding the B-Wing and the TIE Defender.
Dope.
So yeah, I'm excited to check out that B-Wing.
We got a teaser for a new Among Us map.
Ooh.
I saw an update. I don't know what they did, but I know they were adding some like accounts and stuff like that. I don't know what's this teaser. Oh, I remember seeing it. It was like a picture like inside of one of the rooms of this map, right?
Yeah, it kind of looks like the bridge of the Enterprise or something.
Yeah, looked cool. That looked nice.
They're gonna do a full reveal on at the Game Awards on December 10th. So keep an eye out for that. That'll be fun.
Excellent. So in between breaths of Cyberpunk on that same day, maybe get some other news.
Take a little palate cleanser with an Among Us game.
If we'll be invited to this one.
Yeah, maybe.
I already told you, you two are not.
It's been a week and we're still salty about it.
But tell Mystic and Laura to hit me up.
Speaking of Cyberpunk, apparently one dev from CD Projekt Red has played over 175 hours and still hasn't completed the game.
You thought The Witcher 3 had side quests.
So that's going to be fun. That's just a big-ass game. Did you guys see that a sealed copy of Super Mario Bros. 3 broke the world record for most expensive video game?
No, I did not. What did it sell for?
$156,000.
God damn.
It was like a super rare variant cover.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the first ones printed before they changed the art a little bit. Cool. Still sealed, and it was graded, and it sold for $156,000.
God damn.
That's kind of nuts.
That's crazy. That is
pretty crazy.
Rockstar. Rockstar is releasing Red Dead Online as a standalone game next month. So if you like your cowboys with more cowboys, then you don't have to pay. Except unless you want shark cards.
So it's what? Free to play?
Wait, never mind. I take it back. It's $5.
Well, you're a fucking liar, and this is bad news, and you're fired from the show.
Fake news.
Bad news. Still
way better than many people, so.
Still more reliable than Fox News.
And OAN.
Many people have told me that you're not better than them, so. Fired.
Give me their names.
Ratings are dropping.
There's many people that I've spoken to.
That's it. We just lost one listener. Last but not least, IO Interactive announced a new game. They are working on a 007 James Bond origin game.
Awesome.
I am really excited for that.
Me too.
Man, I love the Bond franchise.
I didn't they release a name for it? Fuck. I remember seeing something.
I don't think so. It's just called Project 007 right now. And I mean, that could be its final title, but I doubt it.
Yeah. I remember seeing just a little teaser of that with the...
Maybe that is the name of the game. It's like Project 007. You have to go around and collect all the parts that they use to build James Bond.
Nice.
You know, like, you get Billy the Kid's trigger the finger. In case you didn't know, that's where James Bond got his trigger finger. And then he's English. Yeah, but he's made from a bunch of different parts. From like, have you seen The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen? It was their job to go around and collect parts of other extraordinary gentlemen, and that's how they made James Bond.
Or
that shit Steve sucked. Austin,
$6 million man.
No.
Barry?
Yes.
And Archer?
It's closer to Frankenstein than
Barry and Steve Austin. That's it. Nothing else happened this week.
That's all the news.
That's all the news.
You can keep your job for this
week. Don't try to find out any more news because there is none.
No more news ever up until next week. All right, cool.
Maybe.
I don't know. We'll see. Only Spencer will know next week.
That's correct.
And don't try and go like looking for other news sources, because we cover all the news and like all of it. The news. Traitor. You know? I mean, you don't need anybody else. Just us.
That's correct.
And like, just take our word for it. You don't have to look up like what we say or anything like that. Just take our word for it, and that's fact.
I mean, this has to be a way to just skyrocket our podcast. I mean, how many people believe in the election fraud stuff? Clearly people will just take people at their word. So take us at our word.
It's a step one to creating our own cult.
How many millions of people in this country just believe shit because people told them to? Well,
can't wait until we get to make our compound in the woods and have one last final stand against the government. But
you think
we're going to
get Waco'd?
Kind of hope. I mean, don't you hope that? Is that not what our end goal has been this entire time we've been recording this podcast?
Yeah, but I'm not going to go down as easy as those little pussies did.
You mean like the 80 children that the ATF burned alive?
Fuck those children.
They were Antifas.
I'm an adult. I'm far more flame retardant than those stupid kids.
All right. On that note, we will catch you next week. Check out our Discord. Check out our Twitters. You can tweet us or twat us. You can check out our Facebook page. There's some cool stuff on there, like these episodes that you've probably been listening to. Don't skip an episode. Go back and listen to the ones you skipped. All right. We'll see you next week. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Good night.
Bye. Sleep.